Good evening and welcome to another episode of Strong to the Finish Real Talk Radio, where we talk about the topics that are uncomfortable but yet very necessary. I am your host, I'm your girl, Valerie Johnson Reed, and it has been a minute, it's been a while. The last episode was in August, and since then I've done a lot. I went to my class reunion in October. Let me go back. Got the school year going. Went to my class reunion in October. Went to San Antonio and spoke at a Women Writers in Wine conference. I host a retreat hosted by my Sarah, Sheila. Sewell, if you have not Google her and get her information. Very good info, very good content that you need to get from her. And, of course I attended Prairie Homecoming a little bit, in between all that, my son, had football. And so just doing those type of things, but everything is calming down just a little bit. And so I was like, you know what? I'm on break right now. Before my break is over, I have to do a segment of a podcast. And today's segment is basically talking about spinning the block. And, you know, when we talk about spinning the block, that is basically saying, and I know for some people, maybe you don't know what spin the block means. So I'll kind of give you a definition for it. Spin the block is kind of like jargon or slang for revisit something that you've already been to. And so in the terms I'm using it in, I'm talking about when someone has interest in you and then for whatever reason doesn't work out. And months later, they come back around. And so that's what my segment today is going to be talking about, spinning the block. You know, I don't quite understand why people do that. And I guess I'll just have to ask, and maybe I get some feedback from it. Why do people spin the block? Why, like, if you were with someone or getting to know someone and it didn't work out for whatever reason, what makes you think that you're just gonna spin the block? You're gonna come back around, and this person is supposed to engage in conversation with you and go take it back to where it was. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. You know what? This might be two parts. It might be spin the block and... yeah, let me just stick to spin the block tonight, because I got some more content that's going to be coming really soon, because I have another topic that's near and dear to my heart that I think people need to understand and know about. But anyway, let me focus on spin the block right now, because, when you interrupt somebody's life to attempt to be whatever you're trying to be with them, and then you decide that you don't want to be bothered with them for whatever reason, whether it's, you know, just you don't get along, irreconcilable differences, just the person's not who you thought they were, whatever, leave that person alone. Let them go on about their business. Let them be who they are. Let them move around. The number of people that feel that they can do whatever they want to do and then come back around like it's nothing, I was like, that's amazing to me. It's amazing to me why you would even bother somebody if you knew that you really weren't interested and you made the decision to move around. And then here we come later. You're spinning the block. You're going back or coming back around. The unmitigated gall, like my former professor Elizabeth Martin says, would say, you know, the audacity of spinning the block. And somebody might be out there saying, well, they realize that, you know, that this was a better choice for them, da, 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 that, you know, they realize that they made a mistake. And you know what, y'all, we make mistakes. As people, as humans, we're always going to err. We're always going to We're going to make mistakes in this lifetime. We're going to make more than one. And should we forgive? Absolutely. The Bible says we're supposed to forgive 70 times 7, you know. And if you keep track of it, which I don't, if you keep track of the times that we're supposed to forgive, you know, it's God forgives us, so we're supposed to forgive because that's the right thing to do. And if I think about all the times I messed up or whatever, and I want God to forgive me, then of course I'm going to forgive. But just because somebody forgives you doesn't mean that you give them another opportunity. I just don't think so. I just think we're supposed to be wiser than that. You know, I think it is pretty audacious for someone who does not, you know, they're not interested anymore to spin back around and say, oh, by the way, oh, well now, yeah, I'm interested. And I just think it's really interesting. And I think that for us as people, whether you're a woman or a man, if somebody does it to you, I just think you really got to think about that. Like, what are they really be saying about you? What are they really saying about you as a person to spin the block and then come back around? Now, somebody's going to be saying, you know, they might think really highly of you. That's why they're spinning the block. That's why, you know, they're coming back around. But most of the time, it's just like, there's like a hidden agenda. And I'm not one of those people that's paranoid and, oh, my God, you know, whatever. I just don't think we're supposed to give our time like that. I just feel like if somebody wants to be with you, I think that they'll prove themselves and they'll show themselves. But I don't think that that's going to happen. That's going to be something that's going to happen overnight. The audacity of individuals to reach out to you and pretend like everything is back to normal, like everything is back to where it was before decisions were made to just whatever, that's crazy to me. It's crazy. And I think, again, I'm not saying don't forgive. I do believe we're supposed to forgive. I do believe that. But are you supposed to let that person back in your life like nothing happened? I just don't think so. I do believe God has shows us things for a reason. I do believe that we're supposed to ask God, who is this person supposed to be in my life? And when God reveals it, if they're supposed to be in your life, number two, he's going to show you how they're supposed to be in your life. He'll reveal it to you. And when he reveals, number one, if they're supposed to be in your life, and number two, how they are to be in your life, if they're to be in your life, then you roll with it. I just don't believe that people are just supposed to spin the block and come back like it's nothing, and you were just supposed to accept them open arms. Are we supposed to forgive? Yes. But for me forgiving you and you coming back in like it's nothing, nah. I just think it takes a lot more work than that. I don't think it's that simple. I don't think it's that easy. I just don't think it's that simple. I just don't. I just think with everything, it takes time. You should never take for granted that, oh, well, these people are just going to accept me back in, and this person is going to accept me back in, and everything's going to be great to back the way it was. I just don't think so. And I think it's really tasteless and tacky for people just to believe that, oh, I can just call this person back up and just text them and just pretend like nothing's wrong. And they're going to accept me because they are who they are. They're going to accept me and everything's going to be fine. I just think it just says a lot about their character. Now, I do believe that if you're going to spend a block, at least have the audacity, at least be bold enough to start off the conversation and say, you know, I know we ended on a sour note, but I want to, number one, apologize. But number two, I want to come back around and see, could we give it another chance? My thing is just like, say something. The audacity of just thinking you could text somebody and everything is great. or think you could take somebody like it's nothing, and it ain't. You're saying, wait a minute, didn't we end on a really sour note, and now you're talking like everything is, like, we good? What does that mean? Like, how does that work? You know, help me out. So I just think that there's a lot more work that comes with that. I don't think we do things and then we just, whatever, then we come back around and then we're expecting somebody just to welcome us with open arms. I think that there's work that needs to be put in. Just like there's work for that person to put in to forgive, like it's a work in progress to forgive. I think it's a work in progress to, you can't just knock on the door and walk in. You gotta, I mean, come on. I just think there's so much more, there are layers to peel back to that. And my thing is always, if you do that one time, what's going to stop you from doing that again? What would stop somebody from doing that kind of thing again if they did it once? What would make them not do it again? That's the kind of stuff that really is tacky, number one. It's distasteful, number two. Is to me, it's belittling, and it really is. And it's, again, these are just my opinions. It really says that you really think that this person is desperate for whatever you had to offer, and they're just supposed to let you back into their lives like it ain't nothing. It's nothing. And I say to that, it's a no. I say to that, it's a no. I say that it's not that simple. I say it's not that easy. I say you really need to go. Just go back. Go back. Go back to the drawing board and do what you need to do, but do it with somebody else. Don't play. You know, it's really one of those things where you really, it's a no. It's a no. To spin the block, to come to conclusion that this person is not who you want to be with, and then, or whatever, and then to spin the block and come back around and pretend like everything's fine, that's a bit much, y'all. I just think, I mean, yeah, okay, forgive, go on and forgive, you know, because that's what we're supposed to do. But but to pretend it like it didn't happen, to act like it didn't happen, to just carry on like, oh, it didn't happen. I'm not saying hold a grudge against the person. Now, I'm not saying walk around bitter and, oh, my God, I'm not. Mm-mm. But there's a way to handle people. I just don't think, I think that there's a way to handle people. There's a way to handle situations that does not cause you stress on you, for you. And is not compromising your integrity as a believer. Because I'm talking to believers right now. If you're not a believer, then it does not pertain to you. No offense, but it won't pertain to you. Because if you're not a believer, then you're going to look at this totally different. So I come from the standpoint of a believer. So when I talk, it's going to be from the standpoint of somebody who believes and follows Christ. And so I believe that as a believer, a follower of Christ, you know, God wants us to love people regardless of what they do. And we do that. But are we supposed to accept them back into our lives as if nothing happened? I don't think God wants us to be unwise. I do think he wants us to be very knowledgeable. I do believe that he wants us to be alert and aware, and also be aware that the enemy can use anybody to get you distracted, to get you off your, to get your guard down and have you in a situation where your integrity is compromised or you're compromised. And, you know, we all have our moments of weakness and we all have things that we look back and we're like, man, what was I thinking? And I know for me, it's just like, if I let you back in, I'd be going backwards. And I feel like once you move forward, when you realize they'll be taking a step backwards instead of moving forward, it's just like, no. We good. So I said all that to say, sometimes you have to come to terms with that window is closed and there's no more spinning the block. We're not spinning the block. We're not going backwards. Sometimes we can miss out on a good thing. And do we have regrets? Of course, sure. Sure we do. But it's really up to that person to decide to allow you to spin the block. And you can't just spin the block and act like it's nothing. You gotta put in some work. You're gonna spin the block. You gotta put in some work. It is not gonna just, oh well, I just, you know, everything's back to where it was. No, it doesn't work like that. And unfortunately, for many people, they believe they can just spin the block and everything. And it's just like, y'all, we gotta do better. We gotta do better. Don't do that to yourselves and don't do that to other people. When you know you wronged somebody, or you know you did something that lacked integrity, you always start out, before you start saying anything else out your mouth, always apologize and let them know. You know, because that kind of sets the stage for that person to even be able to have a conversation with you. It's hard for me to even stomach a conversation with people that lack integrity. It's just like, oh, so you just feel like you're just going to walk back up and act like nothing happened. Are you even sorry that you did? Oh, I got to tell you that you're sorry? Oh, I got to ask you if you're sorry? Oh, well, that says a lot right there. You know, and then people want to talk about, oh, well, this person, you know, oh, I'm not narcissist, or oh, I'm not this, and oh, I'm not that. It's called selfish. It's called selfish. You know, that's what happens when you're so into yourself that you think that you're it, that somebody would just be, you know, oh my gosh, I'm just going to bless this person with my presence. No, that's not how it works. And when we get to that point where we just going to act and behave, we just going to act any type of way and behave any type of way, we need to go sit down somewhere. We need to have a seat, leave people alone, and let them go on about their business and move around. Try with somebody, do that with somebody else. It's amazing to me how people will put you to the side and then come back and act like it's nothing. Wow. It's truly amazing. And yeah, I'm just not here for it. I'm not here for it. And I think the majority of people that will listen to this will probably get it and understand it. Or, you know, you might even disagree with me. And that's fine too. But I think that it really speaks to your character as a person to have the audacity to, number one, spin the block, but you spin the block and you don't even apologize or even come with the attitude of, you know, I really hate what happened to us before. You know, just to come, just like lack of, I don't even know what to call it, if it's sympathy and everything, I don't know. But just the lack of caring. You just behave a certain way and then you just supposed to walk back up like it's nothing? Come on, y'all. It's 2023, almost 2024. It cannot, I repeat, it cannot stay this way. It cannot be this way, y'all. We got to do better as people. I'm talking to men. I'm talking to women. I'm talking to everybody. We got to do better. We can't expect people to just open their hearts and minds back up to us after whatever we've done, and we just spin the block like come back around like it's nothing, and we just expect them to be all into it. No, that's not how it works. Let's do better, y'all. I hope that someone will listen to this and challenge themselves to think about their behavior, whether it's with a friendship, whether it's a relationship, whatever it is, y'all. Let's do better. I mean, come on. Let's do better, y'all. Let's get better. Let's do better. Let's try again. Go back. Because I promise, it's some good people out here, but y'all, the way we behave, and I say we as people, the way we behave towards each other, it is really sickening and it's disheartening. And it makes people not want to be around other people. So let's go back to the drawing board and let's think. Let's think about it. How would I want to be treated? Would I want somebody to treat me a certain type of way and then come back around and act like it's nothing? No, I wouldn't. So think about that the next time you want to treat someone a certain way and then you want to spin the block and behave like nothing's happened. Yeah, just some things to think about. I am your girl. I am your host, Valerie Johnson Reed, and this has been Strong to the Finish Real Talk Radio, where we talk about the topics that are uncomfortable to talk about, but yet very necessary. I'm telling y'all, we're gonna start back up. We're gonna start the YouTube channel back up, or up in January. We got some things to do. We got some things to talk about, and I think one of the ways that we're gonna talk about it, one of the ways we're gonna be able to get through people is because I know people are visual, and so I think we need to start doing a visual thing because, we got work to do as people, y'all. And if I'm gonna put this plug in, and I'm not advertising for any particular agency or any particular therapist or counselor, but I will say this: if you have not been seeing a therapist or a counselor, I will tell you, please do. It will give you so much more insight. And it's not that person is going to fix, quote unquote, you, but they will give you insight. They will ask you probing questions. They will give you enlightenment on, and they'll just kind of help you deal with you. Because a lot of times we think, oh, it's the other people that's the problem. When really, y'all, a lot of it's us and our perceptions of things, people, places, and things. So I highly suggest therapy. And again, I don't have one particular therapist that I'm going to say is one better of the other. But I will say therapy is real, that we need to work on ourselves before we go out and we try to work on being with other people, whether it's relationships, friendships, whatever. We really need to work on ourselves first, and then we can go from there. Well, I love y'all. Be blessed, and just know that greater is coming. Stay strong, be strong, and in order to have the glow up, we got to grow up, y'all. We got to grow up and deal with some of the stuff we're dealing with. All right, I love y'all. Be blessed. Have a great evening.